The following show is intended for a mature audience.
But it's really funny.
So, if you're underage,
go to bed.
Easily offended,
get over yourself.
Or just got a gigantic stick up
your ass. Watch it.
You all might want to go do some needlepoint or something.
It's the Jethel Silverwing Show, an online gaming radio.
It's time to kick your feet up, tune in and waste some time. You're gonna waste 2 hours on Jethel Show tonight.
Hey there, dwarf!
Hey, Jesus!
It's like a tragic tale, all the crazy things he makes us
well,
do.
Well, I'm just glad I got my ale.
By the ghost of Jim Henson, I know it!
Hello, everyone. This is the Jethel Silverwing Show for, what is today, January 4th, 2011. I'm your host, Jethel Silverwing. With me, as always, my love, my girl, the Burning of Malloy's, the Tailor of Fine Armors, the Baker of Cookies and Fudge, and the reason we have a mature audience warning at the top of the show, Elwagetta!
Hail and greetings.
How are we doing today?
Good.
Good. If you'd like to join in on the mayhem, you can log on to the in-game chat channel, guk.ogr, which is up and running 24/7, where the OGR elite come to meet. If you'd like to download any of our skits, interviews, Jethel's parodies, Elkin's videos, and much, much more, you can find them at kithacore.org. And we're back from our winter break. Doesn't it feel good to be back?
Oh, yes.
Are you sure? Positive?
Yes.
All right. I have to say, I did enjoy our break. It was nice not having to run around like a chicken with my head cut off on Tuesday. And Mom has gone home. Matter of fact, I just received an email. Let me see here. I mean, like, just now.
Just now.
Come on. Internet connection being a little slow tonight.
Kick it. I can kick it. I'm closer.
Uh-huh. Oh, come on now.
Oh, feed the hamsters, damn it. It happens every time you forget to feed your hamsters.
Damn hamsters. Well, it probably hasn't gotten forwarded to my Gmail yet. I have all my email accounts now being sent to my Gmail. Let's see here. Yahoo Mail, then. Mail.yahoo.com. ID, which is no business of anyone. Password, which I'll just go ahead and blur it out. No. Trollbasher69. And I just got an email from Mom. She made it home. Got home at 7:30 her time tonight, so that would have been 4:30 our time. My brother picked her up at baggage claim. She wants to thank you and Eric for such a nice time and nice Christmas gifts.
It was fun having her.
Yep, she really enjoyed the pajamas that we got her, and she loves the house coat that we got for her.
Good.
And she says she's going to bed now. Good night.
Good night, Mom.
So, yes. And I feel free to say these kind of things that I'm about to say, because I know she doesn't listen to my show. I really did enjoy seeing my mom again. I love her to pieces, but damn it, 3 weeks was just a little too much.
No, I think it was fine.
I'm not worried about it, because she said it herself. We're on the way to the airport, and she's like, "Boy, you must be glad to get rid of me, huh?" And I told her the truth. I'm like, you know what? 3 weeks was quite enough, to be honest with you there, Mom.
And you haven't seen her for how long?
Oh, God.
I think it was overdue.
4 years? Yeah, it'd been 4 years since she'd been here the last time.
So I think it's fine.
Oh, yeah, you thought it was fine. You went to work.
What?
You went to work Monday through Friday. I had to be with her 24/7.
No, you didn't.
3 weeks was quite enough.
You did not have to be with her 24/7.
Okay, well, 16 hours of the day.
She was perfectly happy entertaining herself, too, for quite a few hours if you left her alone with the computer.
Oh, no. Every time I get upstairs... every time I got up to go upstairs to try to do anything on my own, she was like, "Well, where are you going?" And finally, I just had to tell her, "Look, I need time by myself." Actually, I had to have a talk with her a few days ago.
Oh, my God.
You know, every time I, you know, she'd give me the evil eye every time I reach for a snack. And, you know, finally, I just had to tell her, "Look, you know, I'm 39 years old. Yes, I'm your son, and you haven't seen me in a long time, but you know what? I'm not a kid, and you got to stop mothering me." And I know all the mothers out there right now are going, "You can never stop mothering your babies."
She's just worried about your intake of sugar, and so am I, so.
Well, you know what? With my incredibly large intake of sugar, I'm not diabetic. I think if I cut it out, I will. And that's actually been the case for many, many people.
I think it's just...
I wasn't diabetic until I went on the diet, is what a lot of people tell me.
Uh-huh. Boom.
And yes, Cromie, I'm 39.
I always like to know who they are.
They?
They. Oh, you...
Anyone that's ever talked to me about diabetes. I never got diabetes until I went on the diet.
Hey.
So, anyway. I mean, the first couple days she was here, she was actually grabbing snacks out of my hand.
Well,
I'm like, "Mom, you don't take meat away from a bear."
Yeah.
And I am a bear.
Yes, you are.
I'm a big old bear.
Sugar bear.
Am I super golden crisp bear now? Can't get enough Super Golden Crisp.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Even though Sugar Zeros are not allowed to have commercials anymore. Jerks. No one was really nice. Remember what? A few weeks ago I told you about the fate of Cookie Monster?
No.
Where he's now the Carrot Monster?
I thought that happened a while ago.
Yeah. Well, we were flipping through the channels the other day and we happened to see Cookie Monster munching on a cookie. Mm-hmm. On PBS, right? Yes, he's munching on cookies. Of course, he had Adam Sandler was behind it. It was an older show. So Adam Sandler was visiting Sesame Street and talking about the word crunch. So every mm-hmm. time he tried to talk, you know, crunch is a wonderful sound that made you, and then Cookie Monster interrupted. Anyway, it was silly.
But I'm glad the holidays are over so you can cut back on the sweets.
Well, I think Eric may have noticed, the boy may have noticed when we went grocery shopping today, I did not buy any snacks.
Good.
Doesn't mean I'm not going to go out and get some later. But like I told him, you know, I got some nacho chips and salsa and a shitload of cheese that really needs to be eaten.
Okay.
I bought way too much for my evil nachos for Christmas Eve. And we need to finish those up before everything goes stale.
Just make evil nachos again, but not so evil.
Well, then, yeah, we have to buy some hamburger then.
Okay.
So, anyway. Well, you know, I never made my evil nachos for more than three people before. So I wasn't quite sure how much stuff to buy, and I bought way too much.
They were incredibly evil.
Evil.
Evil nachos!
They're so bad for you, they're classified as evil. Yes. All right, then. Let's see what I have on my list. I have a list.
You have a list?
And I'm checking it twice. I'm going
no, wait a minute. That we're past all that.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Notable deaths since the last time we were on the air.
Mm-hmm.
A couple that I'm sad about, actually.
So
let's see here.
We will say Abagoda is still alive.
Abagoda is still alive. Yes, I checked when I was making this list.
And I found out where that started from, too.
Yeah, apparently Time Magazine reported him dead by mistake back in the 80s or something like that.
Yes.
Yeah, so it's become a big joke now. Abagoda's still alive, but he is rather old.
Well, yeah.
Okay, so, Anne Francis, actress, starred in Forbidden Planet, and also mentioned on the Rocky Horror Picture Show opening credits, science fiction double feature.
Mm-hmm.
She died this week. 80 years old of cancer. I suppose we should mention that Bridget Burdine, I believe is pronounced, 48, died in a hit-and-run accident. She was a game developer for World of Warcraft.
Wow. So, hit-and-run?
A hit-and-run. That's what Wikipedia said.
Ouch.
And one of my favorite actors has died. I say he's one of my favorite actors, but I never knew his name. Now let's see if I can actually pronounce his name. Pete Postlewaite. Postlewaite?
Close enough.
64, died of cancer. For those who don't know who he is, I had to open up the Wikipedia page on him for the list of movies this guy has been in. Let's see. First one I think I saw him in was Dragonheart. He was Brother Gilbert, the monk that was following the Dragon Slayer around. He was doing poetry and stuff about the Dragon Slayer in Dragonheart. You don't remember. Moving on.
Okay.
He was also in The Lost World, Jurassic Park. He was a big game hunter.
No, doesn't ring a bell.
What else we got here? Most recently, he was in Clash of the Titans as Spiros. Tell you what, let me link you his picture. You'll know him by the picture. Of course, it doesn't work too well over the air. But...
Is that what that little funny sound is?
What funny sound?
The little...
The hell are you talking
about? That sound
I
keep hearing?
I am not hearing a sound.
Huh.
Not hearing a sound.
Well, what are you linking it to me from?
I don't know. You apparently don't have your Yahoo on.
Yes, I do.
I don't... Oh, there you are. There, that guy. You'll know him by his face.
Oh. Where are you? Oh. I'm looking. Must be Facebook doing that.
Yeah, that sounds like a Facebook pop-up.
Yeah, whoever's talking to me on Facebook, you need to stop. Unless you really want me to say your name on the air.
Yes, a holiday from the...
Oh my god, not him!
Yeah, Holiday from the Guck server. Yeah, he is the Captain Picard lookalike.
Oh my god, but yeah, I can't think of one thing that really sticks out in my mind that he's played, but... Oh my god.
I love him, he's great. Chromie wants to know if he was in Romeo and Juliet. Let me check.
Yeah, he was supposed to be in Romeo and Juliet. He was the priest. That's from Elizabeth Weaver.
Haha! Okay. Yes, he was in Romeo and Juliet. Constant Gardner. He was also in Inception. I don't remember him being in Inception, but... Okay.
I didn't know it was his name.
Oh, I had no idea what his name was, actually. It says here on Wikipedia, Steven Spielberg called him the best actor in the world. Oh, he was good. I don't know if he's the best actor in the world.
Oh,
but...
okay. He was in Dragonheart.
Yes, I told you he was in Dragonheart as the monk.
I know, but it just didn't register. It didn't click. Now I remember.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So, yeah. He died, let me look at my note. What was it? Cancer? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep, he died of cancer. And that's all the notable deaths. I mean, I'm sure many people died in the last couple of weeks. But those are the only ones that stuck out to my eye as I was scanning the page. Now, we have some birthdays, some that have already passed, and one that's coming up on next Monday. But since it's before next Tuesday, I'll go ahead and do it here. Old friend from EverQuest 1, his character name is Binaru. He actually does have a character in the Legion of Kithacor now named Binaru. He's on active duty, I believe, right now, so he's out of the game for a while. Legion of Kithacor member Lena, whose birthday is today. So happy birthday, Lena. Lena. And on the 10th, which would be next Monday... from Sony Online Entertainment, Ashlane. Ashlane's birthday is Monday. That's Amy. What's the name of her hamster? Emily. For those of you who listen to the Sony Online Entertainment podcast, she is the host of the podcast. Well, one of the hosts of the podcast. She's primary on it, I believe. And her birthday is next Monday. So, from the Jethro Silverwing Show to all those people right there, we're going to give you a little dose of the birthday trolls!
Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday to you!
Happy birthday. Holiday from the Guck server is telling us HUD.
HUD's birthday was yesterday.
Yesterday. Okay, I thought I had mentioned that last time we were on, but maybe I was wrong.
I think you did, but it was yesterday, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm seeing him here on my list. It was yesterday. Happy birthday, HUD. I know I sent him the birthday trolls on Facebook. If you have... If you're on Facebook, you can go ahead and friend Jethal. You can just look me up, J-E-T-H-A-L. I'm right there. I'm also under my real name, but Jethal comes up first. My brother asked me, my niece found me on Facebook yesterday. And she's like, "Who's Jethal?" I'm like, "Well, that's my character name in the game that I play, and while I have maybe 8 or 9 people on my friends list on Facebook who know me by Matt, I got over 200 people that know me by Jethal. So Jethal stays. Know what I mean? It's like you're on Facebook, but you're under Elquin. You're not under your real name.
No. Only because more people know me as Elquin.
Mm-hmm. So anyone want to friend us on Facebook? Jethal is there, and Elquin Jenna is there.
Just say you're from EverQuest.
Oh, I'll friend you anyway. Anyone's name that I don't recognize, I just assume is a fan, and I have a list set up, and I just mark it fan. Unless, of course, your profile says you work for Sony, then I mark you Sony. Well, sometimes I do send messages to just people in Sony, like, hey, I got this contest, who wants to, you know, help me vote on it? You know, that kind of thing, or anyone want to come on the show? You know, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. We'll take anybody on the show, really.
Yeah. And if you're playing Cityville, I need more neighbors. Elizabeth Weber on Facebook says, hey, Jethel, listening to you for the first time in 2 years. Good to know you're still doing well. Thank you very much. Says Kira ventured back. Is that Kira?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's Kira. Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm seeing her picture now. That's Kira from, she was in Online Gaming Radio with Rock and Role Play. I don't think she's doing it anymore.
No.
Now, Rock and Role Play hasn't been on in a while. It's a shame, though. Okay, what else do I have in my notes?
Notes.
Oh my god, I just got 3,000 friend invites. No, I'm kidding.
Shit.
Although I know I have at least one person on my friends list right now. I don't know how they found me. Just doing random searches or whatever, but I'm pretty sure that they're not a fan, don't even know who I am. They just want more Cityville
friends
or whatever. Yeah, whatever. Click. There you go. I went into the guy's, you know, you have a album there for your profile pictures. And none of them are the same. So it's probably some kind of fake account. Whatever, I don't care. Whoop, hit the wrong button there. All right. There, now I'm back. Whoop, oh, I'm being told of more birthdays. From the Legion of Kithacor, Talus, Legion of Kithacor member, birthday was yesterday, and Nira, Legion of Kithacor, is tomorrow, so happy birthday to you too. Alyssa, from the Antonio Bale server, in Cityville, it's Jethel.
Same thing. Well, not Jethel, but I'm in Cityville too.
Right, you're in Cityville and you're Eloquent Jenna, that's fine.
So let's see here. Notes.
I don't have a lot of notes for this week. Zam.com has got a new progression guides for every level and every expansion. So if you're stuck, you know, you're thinking to yourself, God, I don't know where to go next. I'm level 22. Where am I supposed to go? Where's the best place to go? Check out eq2.zam.com. They got a progression guide right there. I do agree. Thank you very much, Moon Mist. Zam is awesome. I really do. You know, I told Calthane the last time, or Calthane. Last time she was on, I've been going to Zam since I started EQ1, and I always go to him. For those of you who completely forgot, like I did, the Gorowin Festival is going on.
Oh crap!
Yeah, you forgot too, didn't you? With the holidays and stuff, you know, I completely forgot.
So, is there anything new?
There is a door. Let me see. Well, I have. On Kithacor.org. Go to Kithacor here. Kithacor.org. I do have my my guides. So let's see here. You go to EQ2 related. Go to the City Fair. You can click on the City Fair or you can go down to Gorowin from that menu. But yeah, you go to Gorowin and what's new? We have the door.
Yeah.
And what else is there? Oh, there was a green windcloth lantern that was on the local specialties. But I'm pretty sure you could have gotten that at the other merchant.
Yeah, so
I don't think that's new. I think they just misplaced it onto the local specialties merchant. But yeah, the door is new. I have one in my house. Let me link to that. Door. I don't know.
You know, I was over in Freeport messing around, and I walked over to the, you know, the dead tree merchant. And I complained to him. He gave me a tree ticket. So somewhere down the line, I did a quest for him. But usually, you know, you can't get a dead tree. But I was able to get a dead tree.
Well, there you go. Yep. Frostfell is ending in 2 days, I believe. I think it runs to the 7th or the 6th, something like that. But if you haven't gone down to good old Santa Glug, you better get down there now.
Speaking of Santa Glug.
Have you gotten your plushie yet?
Not on Elkhorn. I was given it by a person, and I'm not at the mailbox to look at their name again, but thank you. I think a couple of my alts, which are mules mainly, got one, but no.
Yeah, I got the one.
It's like,
Yeah, I got one, and you know, I've basically given it to the guild for the guild Frostfell area. Over the weekend, after New Year's, I went ahead and, you know, we tore down the Christmas decorations here at the house. I did the same thing in the guild hall. So we still have a frozen lake, because it is pretty damn cold. But I tore down all the Frostfell stuff, and it's in the moving crate. So
I don't understand this. I have noticed that the time restriction is a little looser. It used to be right on the friggin' dot. I mean, if you got it at 6 p.m., you wouldn't be able to get it until 6 p.m. the next day.
What's that now?
The restriction of when you can get your gift the next day.
Oh.
A little looser. It's a little looser because it doesn't seem to be exactly at the right same time. Which I was happy with. But at the same time, I'm getting a lot of repeats.
Yeah.
You won't know how many snowman little pets that my alts have got stacked up.
I've only gotten like two of those, but I've gotten the elongated ornaments.
Oh, I got tons.
I've been tossing those out. I don't want them.
And I got lots of the capes or the tapestries and. But I just thought it was kind of funny that it was, you know, so redundant. Because in the past, they've had it where it would not give you a double.
Well, certainly does
now. I think that was back when they had the snow globes, I believe. But at the same time, the time restriction was real tight. If you had gotten your gift at 6, you couldn't get another one until 6 the next day. And if you missed that and got it later, then you would end up having to wait to get it later and later and later, which was a pain. So, you know, I don't know how much of a leeway there is there.
I have no idea.
There's a couple hours at least. But it just sort of randomly just gives you something. You may already have that green bauble the last three times you've seen him, but
yeah, I've had enough.
There's another green bauble.
So, in 2 weeks, well, a little less than 2 weeks now, we're going to learn what our second mystery item set is.
I know, that's going to be cool.
I wonder what it is.
I don't know.
We already know about the wolf mount.
I can't wait for that.
And we're learning more and more about the, the free blood race.
Which you already took the plunge.
Yeah, I wanted to check it out, you know, just to see what was what.
Now, this is coming from a person that felt the cost.
The cost is the only reason I got it was because I got a crap load of station cash for Christmas. So, as far as I'm concerned, I didn't pay for it.
So basically, you more or less kind of got it for free.
Right, so I pretty much got it for free. And, I don't know.
But if you were going, if you had to buy it, would you have paid that much to become a...
No. No, definitely not. No, it was, $20 to unlock the race. I can't remember exactly how much for the pack.
Well, shouldn't it be in the, you can't see it?
No, you can't see the pack until you buy the race.
Oh.
Or I should say, you can't see the pack unless you're on the race. Like, I bought the race. Okay, they're saying 30.
So what's the total with the race and the pack?
So race and the pack, you're talking $50, plus I also did a race change.
Well, just $50 right there at the... Yeah, how much do normal games run nowadays?
About that much, actually. I mean, for that amount of money, I mean, not that I'm poo-pooing the Free Bloods. I think it's a good idea. It's a good role-play race. You know, a lot of people in NORATH play vampires. Now you can actually be one. I think that's nice.
$45 to buy the three items separately without the bundle, you would pay $60. With the bundle, it's $40.
Mm-hmm. Well, you can buy each of the items separately, is what Wonko is saying. Or you can buy them all in a pack for $5 less.
So what? $40 for the... Is that just the bundle? Including the race. $40.
Right.
For the bundle and the race?
Right. Now, for that amount, I don't expect a race. I expect a whole new freaking game.
That's usually the price of a game.
Yeah. I would expect a game for that.
Unless you're going into the console games, which run up to $60, but that isn't, multimedia, you know?
Right. I mean, I understand. The marketplace is about Sony making money, and you can't fault them for that. I mean, for crying out loud, how many people have been laid off at Sony in the last few years?
I know, but just for a race?
Yeah, but that's extreme. That's going too far. And I told them so. I sent feedback on that, and I told them so. It's too much. I wouldn't mind paying $10 for the race. You know, knock it down by $10, and I think that's fair.
$15 I would have gone for the race.
Yeah, maybe. Or have $20 or $25 for the race and have it include the pack. You know? Yeah. Something like that. But paying for a roleplay race that really doesn't have any advantages. And by the way, their bat form will be a flyable mount once Velios comes out. You have the swarm of bats, and you will be able to fly with that once Velios comes out. And it's only in the Velios zones, by the way. But, you know, no.
So, but we get the race for free later on, right?
Yeah.
If you meet all the criteria.
Well, the criteria is, are you playing? Yes. Do you have an account? Yes. Well, you get it.
But you don't get the bundle.
You do not get the bundle. I'm pretty sure you're going to have to pay for the bundle no matter what.
Oh, that's...
And that's going to be on February 8th.
Much is just the bundle?
What was it? $25? $20? $25? Something like that. And that is the house. That's the house. The bat swarm mount thing. And it's not actually a mount. You're not sitting on it or anything like that. You become a swarm of bats. Okay, you get the house, you get the bat swarm mount, and you also get an upgraded version of the claws. You have claws, you know, I'm attacking with my claws instead of a sword. That's optional, by the way. You get a standard set of claws for free with the race. Now, if you want, you know, but in the pack also comes an upgraded version that are a little bit better. And they have a graphic swipe, you know, red streaks that go that follow your hands. It's cosmetic. And that's what you get in the pack. But again, you know, it's just, if it was less, I would be okay with it. The price is really the only thing I got a problem with.
I think if it wasn't the same cost as a brand new game.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have an issue with it.
Yep.
I don't know. Something about it costing the same as a freaking game, it just doesn't sit right.
Oh, and as Wongo is saying, if you buy the race, it unlocks it for your whole game. So you can make a whole bunch of vampires if you want.
Woohoo!
But it's just the pack that's going to cost you. But, I don't know. So anyway, so that's that. I mean, until the race actually comes out and people can experiment with it, I'm not really going to see much. Besides, I know that EQ Tuesday already did a whole thing on the vampire race.
Yeah, but this is your take.
My take on it, make it cheaper and I'm good. That's all I can really say about it. Make it cheaper and I'm good. Or perhaps have that pack unlock, you know, flag your account with that pack. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, flag the account that way. Hey, I'm making a new free blood. Bing! Hey, I get all the stuff because I already paid for it. You know, that'd be cool.
Yeah, if you could do it, use it more than just once.
Right. So, yeah. But enough on the free bloods. That's pretty much, that's my whole schmeal on the free bloods. Make them cheaper. Or make it worth the money. If you're not gonna make them cheaper, then make it worth the money. Is all I can say. But you know, like I said, I think it's neat that they came out with a vampire roleplay race. Maybe next year we'll get werewolves. I think werewolves and vampires should have came out at the same time. Would have been kind of cool. Let's see what else. Jethel, for the first time since EverQuest 1. Has a two-handed weapon. I bought that Chillborn spear. Let me look this up. Yeah, Chillborn spear. As you know, as the last of my station cash that I had left. Let me link that. There we go. Chillborn spear, and you just pop it in your appearance thing, and even if you're dual wielding, it still looks like you're using a two-hander. And there is also, I did get those, didn't I? Yeah, here they are. And I also got two of these. Whoops, wrong channel. The Chillborn swords. So there's that. So Jethel's now going around with the pole arm again.
Yeah.
Not as mean looking as I would have liked, but it's still good to have a. You know, it's still nice to be running around with a two-handed weapon again.
You're in two-handed weapon heaven. Admit it.
So, yeah. So, looks like they're finally coming out with some weapons on the station, on the marketplace. Ooh, I like that.
What?
Septic Spine Reaver. A spine sieve that spiders just
linked. Ooh, that is nice.
That is. I like that. I'm not too good with the tentacles, but the rest of it looks really nice. Hey, hon, it has tentacles.
Yeah, it looks more like sticky. Well.
Well, it depends wiggles. what angle
like
you're looking
at. Action. What does it do when you're actually swinging?
No idea. You can ask spiders. I like the way that looks. That's cool. All right. So let's see. What else do we have to talk about this week? Mom's gone. The boy gets his room back.
What did you get for Christmas?
What did I get for Christmas? My two front teeth? No.
You had those already.
Mm-hmm. I got a electronic, you know, one of those picture frames, with a LED picture frame you can load images onto. I guess it's unlimited.
He's threatening to load it up with porn.
Yeah, we're going to load it up with porn.
Elf porn.
And hang it in the living room, turn it on whenever there's company over that I want to leave. Hey, would you look at that?
Yeah.
Mom got me some nice shirts that fit. Although, like I told her, you know, she got me winter shirts, you know, thick. And
yeah,
I'm not going to be able to use them in the summer.
Well,
so I warned her about that.
But you needed something warm, too.
Mm-hmm. And you got me a manscaping kit.
Manscaping.
Well, little bird told me that you broke your nose hair trimmer, so this is like everything.
How did I mean, my nose hair is pretty coarse, but I didn't think it'd be breaking my... No. I lost my nose hair cover, huh? I'm going to break it.
Up your nose? You lost the nose hair trimmer?
Yes, I lost it up my nose. Exactly.
What sort of nose hair are you sporting there?
Yeah.
That's it. Maybe you should stick a raper of dark water up there.
There we go.
Twirl it.
That's actually one I've been wanting to get for a while. That rapier of the dark water?
Yeah.
It just looks neat.
All right, so you know that? You can stick a fish up there.
No, I'm good with fishy business. Thanks.
It's this fish that you want. Anyway.
Very nice. And what did you get for Christmas, my dear?
That's all you got for Christmas?
Of course.
No.
I got a popcorn machine. And we've been making popcorn, hasn't we?
Yeah.
It looks... I mean, you've probably seen it, folks, in Walmart or Target. It's a miniature popcorn cart. Stands about... Oh, God, what is it? 2 feet tall, something like that. And you got the little kettle inside. You turn it on, and it's got a little stirring thing rotating on the inside there. And you pour popcorn in it, and about 5 minutes later, you got a whole bunch of popcorn exploding out of this thing. I like it, and I know it's something we're going to get a lot of use out of.
Well, we've used it a couple times already.
Mm-hmm. That and the boy got a new cotton candy machine.
That uses hard candy.
That uses any kind of hard candy we want. I would, if anyone has this thing, I would advise against Jolly Ranchers.
They don't seem to work very well, do they?
No, they harden. You know, you're twirling your stick around the thing.
Well, what I want to get him is
and
like
it
the
hardens.
What I want to get him is like the hard root beer barrel type mm-hmm. candy, and then the butterscotch round ones. That's sort of brittle candy.
Mm-hmm.
Just haven't been able to.
Yeah, but the
find it stores lately. You have to go to a different store, like Higgins.
Yeah, but the the Jolly Ranchers really didn't work. You know, they around the pole, you know, around the stick, they hardened back into a Jolly Rancher. That was interesting. I'm trying to take a bite out of this thing. And my saliva reconstituted it back into a Jolly Rancher. Of course, the problem is it did this around my dentures. I have false teeth, ladies and gentlemen. I am not embarrassed by this.
Right out of his head.
I'm not embarrassed by that. I actually think it was one of the best moves I ever made.
Well, you had teeth problems.
You get 21 teeth removed at the same time, three of which without Novocaine. It was fun, let me tell you. Now, my whole family has teeth problems. Mine were brittle. Same with my brothers. My brothers chipped their teeth. Mine snapped completely off. That makes for really, you know, really fun times having that many nerves exposed. I actually tried to overdose on Tylenol once. It really wasn't a suicide attempt. It was a, I'm in pain and I don't care if I wake up at this point. But, at, you know, your body shuts it down and you know, your body shuts your stomach down at that point. And first thing in the morning, I vomited this big lump of partially digested pills. So anyway, but yeah, I'm biting into this thing. My saliva reconstitutes the cotton candy back into a Jolly Rancher, and I can't open my mouth.
That... I was wondering why you sat there and looked so funny for a while.
Yeah, it didn't work too well. So what did you get?
No, what else did you get?
Migraine?
No.
Something you're going to kill me for because it's slipping my mind right now?
Oh, then it's all mine then again.
What?
Something soft and warm and fuzzy and...
Oh, my blanket.
Huh?
If you went into Walmart over the holiday season, you saw these really fluffy microfiber blankets that almost looked like they were fleece on the inside. They weren't fleece, you know, it's fake. But still, these are the warmest damn blankets. I like it. Love my blankie.
No.
And what did you get?
Well, you got one of those juggling balls, which we haven't even started in on.
Well, you said you wanted one, the Fushigi! If anyone's seen Labyrinth and seen, well, it actually wasn't David Bowie, but, you know, doing the crystal ball tricks, that's what you're supposed to be doing with this Fushigi thing.
Contact juggling, which I don't know if I can do. I don't think I'm coordinated enough.
Well, you said you wanted to try it, so went ahead and got it for you.
I got some clothes.
Mm-hmm.
And I got an ebook.
Yes, you did. Mm-hmm. You've been wanting one of those ebook things for a few years now. And they've actually come to, they came down in price this year to a point where I could actually afford to get you one.
This one's Sharper Image. And I've read my really first book on it so far, and I have enjoyed it. Nice thing about it is I don't have to go looking for the darn books. Because usually I don't read the newest ones or anything.
And,
no,
it's
not a Kindle. It's
not a Kindle. I'm out of work at the moment. Couldn't afford to get the Kindle. What's it called? It was by Sharper Image.
It's a Sharper Image. It's there on the bed.
Is it? Hold on a sec.
Yeah. Luminari? Luminous? Luminari? You have to start it up. It says on the boot up screen. Sharper Image one.
Literati. That's what it's
Literari.
Called.
Literari. There we go.
Literati.
Yeah. And I like it. I have no problems with it.
I mean, we've read a couple reviews since.
Oh, God. They marked it as the worst one out there. Because when the guy did the review, the thing kept crashing and rebooting on him.
Well, you haven't,
I haven't had any problems. No, it did two updates. And it's color.
Mm-hmm. Well, when the guy reviewed it, you know, it was probably an older version of the software.
Yeah, it was. His review was in October, actually.
Hmm.
Which surprised me. But there was two updates to it. And it's Wi-Fi capable.
Mm-hmm.
It uses KOBO. It's a place to get ebooks. But I can.
Well, you can open PDFs
and
stuff.
Yeah,
right?
I can put PDFs on there and stuff. And I can, if a library has ebooks, I can put ebooks on there, you know, from the library.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff like that.
Very good.
So I'm enjoying it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you came to me with the bad reviews and stuff like that. And you know what?
I was a little worried that you'd...
Yes, I got the cheapest one I could.
No, I have no problem with that.
But, okay. You know, as long as you're enjoying it, who cares what anyone says?
I was just worried that you might have wasted your money, you know?
I got to tell you, I was a little miffed that I paid for it, and then after Christmas, it was like half of what I paid for it.
Yeah.
Like, you bastards.
Sorry. Because when I realized, when I saw the price that was being sold for that day at Best Buy, I thought, okay, that's not too bad if it croaks, you know?
Yeah.
But it came with like
150
free books. A lot of them are classics. The majority of them are classics. I think I saw a couple ones in there, like Star Wars and stuff. But I've been on a Mercedes Lackey kick, and I want to get back to reading a series that I started long ago with the Black Griffins books. The Black Griffin, the White Griffin, and the Silver Griffin. That was the first books that I ever read of hers, and I enjoyed them. And it's like a part of a 3,000-year timeline.
Ah.
Okay. I didn't know it at the time, but the Griffins is part of the Mage Wars, which starts the whole thing off, basically.
Hmm.
Even though she wrote them later. You know?
Well, apparently Moon Mist does not like Mercedes.
I like Mercedes.
Because Moon Mist is fallen.
I know.
You know. Okay.
Yeah. She just doesn't like them. I do. I enjoy the world that she's created there. The only thing I don't like is it seems like she crams the ending in the last few pages, you know? It's like, everything's all good and perfect. Whoa. It's like, whoa.
So anyway. And yeah, you got a couple of outfits from Mom.
Yeah, it's a clause.
Mm-hmm.
I like my ebook.
Well, good.
He's good. And of course, we made fudge for everybody and their brother again this year.
Fudge. The fudge, the fudge apocalypse.
Domino wrote on my Facebook, I don't know if I can find it right now, but she wanted to thank me for the fudge. She got some while she was still there before she took off for her family. And one of the coders saw her eating some and gave her a very stern warning about eating that fudge.
Hmm.
Because the sugar crash was very painful. I laughed.
And I have to agree.
It's evil. That's why the sugar crash hurts so much on
stuff. Yep, Domino's in the channel now going num 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 fudge.
Well, I'm sorry. I tried to get everybody fudge. It's like I'm fudged out again.
Fudged out. Jethel out of work. It was a lot easier.
As much fudge out as what we did last time.
It was a lot easier to ship stuff out when I was working at a shipping place.
Yeah, I put her to work. She helped me make two batches of fudge.
Oh! I'm seeing Cheddarella has just logged in.
Oh, good.
Ched gave us a scare. Cheddarella. Sent me a message, I believe on the 1st or the 2nd. I think it was the 1st, actually. She had suffered a heart attack. Just after Christmas, I think. And she wanted everyone to know that she was okay. So, if everyone would, you know, go ahead in the channel there, I'm sure she's in there, and just say hi to Cheddarella. And, you know, wish her all the best and stuff. And of course, True Flight is, you know, complaining that there is no fudge.
I know. Moon Mist didn't get their fudge either.
Well, she can come on by and get some.
That's because I made some last year and they never came and got it. So.
Well.
But we still have some here, so if you want some, you can still come get some.
Yep, Moon Mist, if you want some, we still have 10 pounds of fudge here. And Ched, I'm so glad that you're okay. You gave me quite a scare when I got a text message saying that you suffered a heart attack. So So very, very happy that you're back and you're feeling better. Take it easy. And don't do that again.
Oh, I have to take you out and spank you or something.
Well, now she's really going to do it just to get the spanking.
Okay, well, if she doesn't do it, we'll give her a spanking. How's that?
So sorry if
I'm trying to finish up Frostfell stuff since I haven't been able to. I've just, I apologize to the Arcane Masters.
Oh, hell, I've been apologizing to the LOK.
I've come in and popped in long enough to run all my alts through the Gilly Gift Givers over there and mm-hmm. get nothing that I really wanted and then log out.
Yeah, I mean, I've been apologizing to the Legion for the last 3 weeks. You know, I've had Mom here and really just haven't had time to do anything. So once again, guys, I'm sorry.
We're spending quality time with each other.
Yes. Say. And Mom. But like I told you in the hot tub the other day, I think I'm just going to take the van and disappear for a week.
Okay. So I can have all your stuff?
No.
You sure?
No having my stuff.
But if you're leaving, I can have all your stuff, right?
No.
Stay tuned.
No.
Whoop, wait a minute.
The Silverwing Show, right after this break. Stay tuned for more of the Gentle Silverwing Show.
What?
Right after this break.
What?
Stay tuned for more of the Gentle Silverwing Show. Right after this break.
What?
Well, we went longer than I figured on in our background music. Stop. and started playing other things.
It was funny. Tonight I came home. You know, he said we're going to have lasagna for dinner. So I stopped and got some French bread. And I thought, oh, you know what would be cute is if I walk in with, a loaf of bread, a jug of wine, and say, and now, right? So I come in with the bread and the wine, and I hand him the bread. And I said, loaf of bread. And he looks at me. This goes in the kitchen. No, take the bread. No, this goes in the kitchen. What are you doing? I said, just take it. So he takes the bread. I go, oh, it's a loaf of bread. And I pull out the wine. I go, and a jug of wine. And now. And he just looks at me really strange, like he doesn't get it. Do you guys get that?
A loaf of bread, a jug of wine.
And thou.
And thou.
And thou.
I had never heard it before.
Okay, anybody else in the channel ever heard of that before? Come on, somebody's got to back me up here.
Apparently no one, hon. I'm sorry.
Oh my god, no!
Chatterella says, besides me singing in the wilderness. Does that mean anything?
I don't know.
Ryuga.
Yay! One person does.
Ryuga on the EQ2 Exchange server says they get it.
There's another one on Gook. Yeah.
Okay, there you go.
It's supposed to be very romantic, you know? I'm supposed to come home and go, loaf of bread and a jug of wine and bow. And you're supposed to go, oh.
I'd never heard it before. I'm sorry.
Maybe I just hit you wrong with it, you know?
I just never heard before.
You're looking at me strange, and you're bitching at me about something I didn't do or something I don't remember.
It's not my fault the picture exploded!
Oh, and then he calls me up at work laughing and chuckling. He goes, oh, there's something else you gotta get when you come home. One of the pictures imploded.
I don't know, one of the pictures spontaneously combusted.
And I hear Eric just busting a gut in the background. I'm thinking, oh my god, what did the boys do now?
Yeah, okay, so I was playing with the dog and
he was throwing
ball.
His ball around.
I whipped the dog's ball and I broke one of your pictures. I'm sorry.
Well, how can you be a picture of Eric?
Well, that's why I said the picture frame, spontaneously combusted. It was tired of having that picture on him. I can't take this anymore!
There you go. There's a perfect example. What I did is it means that's all you need.
Aww.
Stop. Finally, he gets it. Yay.
Yay.
All I need is a loaf of bread and a jug of wine at the house. See? anyway.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry I didn't get it. Thank you, my dear. Okay. You know what?
I guess it's better than coming up saying a bag of Snickers, a bottle of Coke, and you.
Well, you know, that would work for me. That would work. No. A 4-pound jar of jelly beans. 4-pound jar of jelly beans, a case of Diet Coke, and me.
Here you go.
There we go.
I have something to give away, which is not EQ-related or Sony-related. Sometimes I've been playing what they call Big Fish games, and they're little games you usually pay, $4 or something for. The ones I've been playing have been like hidden items. You find items to unlock locks and they're hidden item games basically. And a little bit of a puzzle. This one happens to be called Dire Grove. I already got it. I have a free coupon code for it.
Ooh.
Through Big Fish Games.
Mm-hmm.
So if you go to Big Fish Games, to this URL that I've got, put the coupon code in, you can get the game for free and play it.
Oh,
and it'll last you a few hours. And Dire Grove is like a mystery. You end up in this town and you have to try and figure out what happened, and you have to find items to you find a locked door, and so you got to go find the key, and then in between times you have these hidden find the object screens that pop up, and you have to find several objects in one screen. Okay.
So it's kind of like.
And there's another one that's got one here too. So you know, if any of you guys want this, because I have Dire Grove already, and this coupon is for a free Big Fish game of Dire Grove, let me know, and I will give it to you, and you can play with it for freebies.
So whoever sends you a.
And Katrina's got one too.
Okay, so but it's the first one to ask for it gets it.
Yeah. So if you want it, send me a tell at. What is it?
Well, just say something in the channel, and then
they
can click on your name. No, they can click on your name and do a tell.
Oh, okay, that works too. So there's that.
So it's almost like a mist type of thing. You have to solve puzzles.
Yeah, and it's fun and it's relaxing, and it's Dire Grove's a nice little story, and like I said, you'll give you at least a few hours of enjoyment, and it's not going to cost you anything. At all. No membership fees, no nothing. I think you have to sign up at the site, possibly, but that's no big deal.
Yeah.
It's just like signing up for Facebook or anything else. Just,
Speaking of signing up on sites,
yes.
Have we figured out what those bugs are? Those little vibrating electric insects you got? Those robo things? Have we figured that out?
Yeah, they're hex bugs.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and from Nano, and they're supposed to they react sort of just like bugs. They will go in a pattern of a bug, and they have little tracks that you put them in. You race them all over the place.
Ah,
not what I exactly thought, but
well, apparently Wonko has some.
Really?
Yeah, he's saying he's talking about them in the channel.
Yeah,
so that's cool. Put
some up for stocking stuffers. And these are the hex bugs by Nano. I've got a yellow one. And they're just vibrates. They're kind of interesting to play with for about 5 minutes. You turn them on and put them back in the tube. Kinky little things.
you know, we gave one to Domina. Or Talaru.
Yeah.
Becky.
But she's Domina right now. And she, but we put it in her stocking. You know, she came over for Christmas. We put it in everyone's stocking. She reaches in to the stocking, and if you don't know what you're touching, it feels like a dildo. It really does.
Yeah, like a, well, yeah.
It's thicker than a cigar tube. It's rounded on the end. It feels like a vibrator. It really does.
Which is why the suggestion of turning it on and stuffing it back in the tube.
Right. But the thing is, she was so funny, she was like, I don't know if I should pull this out, because my mom's right there.
We had
I don't know if I should pull this out. And then she pulls it out, and it's the bug thing. But yeah, that's kind of funny.
That was funny.
Yeah.
Made her wonder there for a whole couple of minutes.
Mm-hmm. So we had a good time for Christmas. We had my mom, of course. You, me, the boy. And later in the day, Urson and Santania came up.
We had a packed house.
We had a very packed house.
And we had turkey.
Mm-hmm. We had and I was worried about the size of the bird, actually.
We had plenty.
We had more turkey than you know what to do with. And we had a great time.
And I made stuffing again.
Mm-hmm. Now, I honestly think on that stuffing, you need to take it out sooner.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, it it keeps getting burnt on the bottom.
Well, it doesn't get burnt, it just gets extra crunchy.
Yeah. Well, and we just had a ding in the guild. Of course, we probably had several. Nope, just the one so far. Krellick is now a 67 conjurer. Let's go ahead and give him his ding as soon as I find it here. Ding. There you go. Congratulations to Krellick. 67 conjurer.
Well, I got no takers on the big fish game. Maybe I'll give it away on Facebook then.
Yeah, you can do that. I was actually thinking about giving away my beta code for DC Universe Online.
I think everybody's got one.
Yeah, not only everyone got, I'm pretty sure the beta's closed at this point. Beta's over.
That's what I think.
So, oh well. Anyway, you know, I think we're going to have a short show tonight. I'm tired.
What is Big BFG?
BFG? I don't know.
Big Fish Games. What is Big Fish Games?
Big Fish.
It's just a place that sells little games.
Mm-hmm. They're puzzle games. You got to find something in the room, or you got to put something together.
Oh, I got Dire Grove. Angela Coria, if you'd like it.
It's not something you actually have to be very involved in, really.
No, I mean, which one? I know I don't know if that's the time delay or what.
I don't know. Okay, they have that one.
Okay, they got that one too. Yeah, they pretty much give that one out all over the place. Yeah, it's a free full version. Mm. I got that long time ago for freebie.
Yeah.
But it's one of their better games too.
Okay, well I think we're gonna cut this short. I didn't get any sleep last night. Someone kept me up tossing and turning and snoring.
I'm sorry. I am.
And of course, I had to get up at 4 to get out of the house by 5 to get mom to the airport at 6 because her plane left at 7.
I'm sorry.
So there.
I am.
So we'll have a longer show next week. Besides, I think we're going to go downstairs and watch more True Blood.
Ooh, I like that. I just need to finish up this one little quest and I'll be done. Mm.
But yeah, I'm my wit is kind of dried up at this point. There was a time where I used to rant and rave all night long. Now I'm just freaking tired. I'm just tired today. So we're going to go ahead and bring this to a close for this week. I'll play some music for a little while. For anyone, you know, I named this week's show It's a Brand New Day. Meaning, of course, it's a brand new year. And we're starting off in the new year. And, of course, because yesterday, before you came home, we had Mom watching Dr. Horrible.
Well, what did she think of that?
I don't think she understood it.
Oh, my God.
And, yeah, the A Brand New Day is the song in Dr. Horrible where Dr. Horrible snaps. And I found an instrumental for it, and I recorded myself singing it. Angela Coria, the hammer is my penis. Yeah, I got that.
Oh, I found out an interesting fact.
What's that?
the size of a man's penis is supposed to be 3 times the size of his thumb.
Really?
So if you measure his thumb and times it by 3, that's what you're supposed to be getting.
I had no idea.
So, if I grab your thumb and...
So, do you admit willingly on the air that I do have gigantic hands?
Yes.
All right, anyway.
I'm talking to Valander, and it's Book of Verses, underneath the bough, a jug of wine, a loaf of bread, and thou. Besides me singing in the wilderness, a wilderness where paradise is now. It's part of a poem.
Okay.
I don't remember, but I just remembered part of it. I always thought that was really cool.
Oh, Chatterella is saying that that is an artistic guide for when you're drawing nudes of men.
Oh,
kind of like,
too, huh?
Kind of like your shoulder width is actually supposed to be 1.5 heads, and the adult male is supposed to be 7 heads high. So.
See, I can't say that. Chatterella is saying that, and I can't say that. Can you say that?
The Rubaiyat of Omar Khayyam. The Rubaiyat of Omar Khayyam. That's how I pronounce it. I'm not sure if that's correct.
That's the
name of the poem?
That's where it comes from.
I see.
Isn't it?
Rubaiyat. The Rubaiyat of Omar Khayyam.
And it's a poem, isn't it?
Now I want you to repeat after me, okay?
Oh, no.
Owa! Kajur!
Kajur?
Khayyam!
Khayyam?
Now faster! 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 Owa! Kajur! Khayyam! Anyway. Okay, yeah. I'm getting silly now. Okay, I think that's it. I'm just tired.
You're just tired.
I need to get some rest. Next week, show and funny things and perhaps a brand new Ask a Drunken Dwarf. Perhaps. Now that Mom's not here, I might be able to actually, get some shit together.
You couldn't live with her here.
Not really. Every time I try to get up and do anything, she's like, well, where are you going? Okay.
Could have just told her I'm going up to sound like a drunken dwarf and
yeah, you know what happened when I did that the last time? And I did record one for the show we had the week before last. When she was here. She walked in on me.
Yeah.
Sat down and just go on, don't bother. I can't do that in front of people.
I know, it takes you forever to do it for me.
That can be taken several ways. No, when I do the Ask a Drunken Dwarf or any of the skits involving Dwarf and Cheez-It, I don't write any of this shit out. I get a general idea of how it's supposed to go, but I improv the whole thing. And sometimes I have to go back, okay, that didn't turn out quite right. Maybe I'll do it this way. And I just redo it. But it's all improv. I don't write any of this stuff down. And if I have someone looking over my shoulder, I just can't do it. Because then I look like an idiot. Who are you talking to? Oh, no one! Go away! I'm the drunken dwarf! And then Mom just looks at me weird when I'm doing... And I'm Cheez-It Nibblemans, and I'm here to read your questions to the drunken dwarf! I can't do it when someone's watching me.
I don't even watch you. I curl up in bed and put my earplugs in and read my book.
Yeah, but I don't record when you're here.
I've been up there when you've recorded. I've snuck into bed and you've turned around and went, oh, you're here?
Yeah, see, if I knew you were there, I couldn't do it.
Besides, I want to start my new book tonight, too. I've already read Owl Flight, and I want to give me 2 seconds. Well, maybe more than 2 seconds, because I type slow. I don't know why I started on those. I think that was before I did my research and found out, okay, I didn't start far enough back, because I kind of went from reading... Griffins black griffin and a white griffin and a silver griffin, which I don't even sure if they're upstairs at all. If they are, they're on the shelf next to you in a hardbound books.
Hardbound books.
Yeah.
Anthony, Ogre. I don't know.
Oh, I'd have to look. So anyway, I just read Owl Sight.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to try Owl Flight. Okay. No, I did Owl Flight. That was the first one. Owl Sight's the next one, and then Owl Knight's the third one in this little series. Which is like, in a timeline, if you go from Black Griffin to these, like, 2,500 years difference.
Mm-hmm.
So I need to backtrack.
I see.
Need to backtrack.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, we're going to close it up. I'm going to head downstairs. We're going to relax for a little bit. I'm just tired.
Uh-huh.
And next week, new show and new whistling from my dentures. God, that was loud. And a new show. And yeah, I'm going to try to get a new Ask a Drunken Dwarf and maybe even a Far Back Weather Report. We will see. Some kind of new skit. I need, you know, I've got time now. I got to start putting more time into this like I used to. Then there won't be so much of the, boy, we got nothing left to talk about. All right, folks, thanks for tuning in this week. Jethro Silverwing, the Jethro Silverwing Show for the 4th of January, 2011. Remember the 11 when you're writing your checks, folks.
To you?
I don't write checks.
No, they write the checks to you.
Yes, when you write your checks to me, make it out to Matt or Cash. Cash works too. Make it out to Cash. Donations for KidTheCore.org. $20,000. Make sure to sign it. Date it 2011. All right, folks. We'll see you next week. And Legion of KidTheCore, I'll see you tomorrow night or tomorrow in the afternoon. Be there or be octagonal. Good night, everyone. And I'm going to go ahead and play my cover of A Brand New Day from the Dr. Horrible sing-along blog. I was able to find an instrumental. I was very happy about that. Here we go. Well, that's it. You've wasted another night listening to the Jethro Silverwing Show. I'm your host, Jethro Silverwing.
I'm Elkwin Jenna.
I'm the Drunken Dwarf!
And I'm Cheesy Nibblebun!
This show is brought to you by Online Gaming Radio. Our technical advisor is Spike Link Death. Facts and Intelligence brought to us by The Grassy Knoll. The Jethro Show is produced by a 4-pound jar of jelly beans, 2 badgers, a package of expired Twinkies, a sack of walnuts, Biff, the weird guy who hands out free candy behind the school in a long trench coat down the street, and a small rock.
Yay, rock!
Be sure to catch the show every Tuesday at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, and 2 a.m. in the U.K.
There's a 2 a.m.? Why doesn't anyone tell me these things?
So, for myself, the Drunken Dwarf, Cheez-It, and my love Elkwin Jenna, keep your arrows in the air and your feet on the ground.
Disappeared as a moral dilemma, cause I first thought it weird that it's more to eliminate the worst of the plane that devoured humanity. It's true, I was vague on the how, so how can it be that you has shown me the light?
It's a brand new day and the sun is high. Singing that you're gonna die. How I hesitate and now I wonder why. It's a brand new day.
All the times that you beat me unconscious, I forget all the crimes and complete. Listen, honestly, I live Mr. Cool, Mr. Right, Mr. Know-it-all is there. Now my future's so bright and I owe it all to you who show me the light.
It's a brand new me. I have no remorse. Now the water's rising cause I know the course. Gonna shock the world, gonna show that horse. It's a brand new day.
And then he will see the evil in me. Not a joke, not a dork, nor a failure. She may cry, but her tears will
day. Yeah, the sun is high, all the angels sing,
'cause you're gonna